Welcome to our listener podcast series where we are helping you to get some information on our Toowoomba Regional Council candidates. And joining us this time is current councillor Tim McMahon. G'day, Tim.
Good morning, Lee. Thanks for having me. Good to be here.
Now, we've got five questions for you, each with 2 minutes maximum answer, and then a final 2 minutes after that just to add anything that you like. We will start with the same question that we've started with everybody. Simply, why are you running for a seat on council and what do you bring to the table?
Yeah, thanks, Lee. Great question. And I probably changed my answer to 4 years ago to, I think now, what do I bring to the table and what are the skills necessary to do the job? Obviously, the job is a board member on an $810 million business, and you've got to have the IQ to pick up the complex financial terms and the budget ideas that they're putting down. But I think the skill, it's a very good question, above what you need to know is what can you bring to the table? And it's got to be your ability to work with those around the table, whoever they are. Now, we live in a really interesting scenario in there. There's 10 people, 10 councillors and one mayor, right? And six votes is key because that's a majority. Now, you owe it to the community, I think, to at least have the ability to be able to row the boat in the same general direction. And I mean that all councillors, we're sort of working towards a same common goal and we're all there in service of the community as representatives to get the best outcome. So you've got to be able to work with those people. And I think it's your ability to form relationships far out trumps what you know. And that's what I've learned in 4 years. So as far as what do I bring, I'm Tim McMahon. I'm a father of four children and a lovely wife, and I'm raising them in the lovely leafy suburbs of beautiful Toowoomba. I love where I live, and I love making Toowoomba the best place to live, work, play, and raise a family.
Second question, what's, in your opinion, the number one issue facing the Toowoomba region right now?
The biggest issue facing Toowoomba region right now, Lee, is that when you turn on the tap, no matter where you are in Toowoomba region, beautiful, fresh, clean water comes out. And that's going to continue to be our biggest issue. But I think that causes a bigger issue. See, we've got an income that is based on rates and our outgoings got to match our income, right? And we're spending vast amounts of money on water security now. We have to balance the books on top of that. So the biggest issue is financial sustainability caused, I think, in part by water security. And if I could elaborate on that, right now the state of play across Queensland is that there are 77 local councils in this great, beautiful state of Queensland. Of them, a January 24 report said that 49 of them are financially unsustainable. Now, I think above water security, above pet projects, I owe it to the ratepayers of Toowoomba Region to make sure we're not the 50th one of them, to make sure that above all, our road to financial sustainability matches our ideas for water security in those issues. So we've got to balance the books first and foremost. We've got to keep the taps on and make sure that beautiful water comes out of it are the biggest issues combined.
Question three, what opportunities do you see for the Toowoomba region over the next 4 years?
It's a great question because I think one of our risks is our biggest opportunity, and we've got to look at how we play that. So we're going to grow, Lee, at a really high rate in Toowoomba region. We have state government growth rates that say Toowoomba region will grow by this much. And in the next 20 years, there's going to be about 40,000 more houses in Toowoomba region. Now think about that number. That's quite big, right? Where are they going to go? What are they going to look like? How are we going to, as I said before, make sure that the water comes on and the bins are getting empty and the sewage goes out? And how are we going to make sure that we still have this amazing city that we all moved here for, this vibrant green space where parks and green canopy and beautiful quality of living? So our opportunity is to do growth really well. And we do that, and it's not sexy, but we've got to get into things like our new planning scheme and make sure it facilitates growth. I'm open for growth. I'm open for development. I'm open for new ideas. But we've got to make sure we do it really, really well. And the exciting part, our biggest opportunity, is that I get to be around the table and talk through how we do that. And I call it, just to finish, Lee, the grandkids principle. I love taking my kids out and say, look at this beautiful place we live. And I want to be able to, 30 years from now, take my grandkids out and say, still, it's a lot bigger, but look at this beautiful place that we live in. And we made it that way through really good decision-making all those years ago. So that's how I look at it. That's our opportunity. Growth done well.
Question four. Toowoomba is more than just the Garden City. So how do you go about representing the greater region?
Yeah, I've probably be fairly short with this answer, but I've been a councillor of Toowoomba region for 4 years. And whilst City Hall is in Toowoomba, My work goes from Yarraman to Millmerran and Oakey to Bowenville and Clifton and Macleggan, all of those beautiful towns that are just as important. And it's not an us and them. It's never been a Toowoomba versus the regions. It's we're all Toowoomba region. Every bit of infrastructure I deliver is managed across the Toowoomba region, not city versus country. So I suppose my answer to that is simply we are all Toowoomba region. All people are valid and all people deserve the same quality of life that they pay rates for.
Question number five, and it harks back to something you mentioned earlier, and it will inevitably be one of the biggest issues for the council to face. So, would you support raising rates to help pay for the inevitable upgrade of Cressbrook Dam?
Yeah, great question. So we do have an upgrade of Cressbrook Dam. It's been told us by the federal government we need to do it, and the latest price tag is $270 million. Most of your listeners probably should know that. It's not something we're shying away from. How do we pay for that? Look, rates are rates, and like they have gone up most years in line with inflation or a little bit under. To say that they won't continue doing that just because of the business of council is incorrect. They will continue to be, and I was asked this, inflation or slightly below if we can do it, as they'll go up as everything does in society. Do we raise them just to pay for the dam? At present, we've got it in council financially managed that we will pay for the dam wall with just our income without raising rates to pay for that. But it's going to hamstring our council for a very long time. I think the biggest job as a councillor is to work with the mayor and to work with state and federal levels of governments to keep banging on every door and say we need state and federal funding for that dam wall. $270 is a drop in your bucket, but it's going to do a heck of a lot for Toowoomba region. So if there's any state or federal members of parliament who listen to this, we will be knocking on your door and we will be continuing to ask for external funding for a federal government decision on a dam wall that's going to really hurt us for a very long time. We're doing it. We're paying for it. We've got money quarantined and put aside, but the more help we can get from outside will be the better. Am I raising rates in line with inflation? Yes. Am I raising rates to pay for a dam wall? No.
And just finally, an opportunity to add anything else that you would like voters to know about you, your platform or the region.
Look, I'm Tim McMahon, and I've said it all before, but I'll say it again. I like living here. My wife and I are raising our four beautiful children in the leafy suburbs of Toowoomba, and I think this is a really good place to live. I came here as a very young person, thought I'd give Toowoomba City a year, and now I've been here for all of my adult life, and I love it, and I'm not going anywhere. What we have in Toowoomba region is extremely special. People come up from Sydney and go, I can't believe how good the quality of life is here. That's who I am. I love my region and I want to keep it that way, that we love where we live, that we have a really high quality of life that is unparalleled. So I want to continue to make us the best place to live, to go to work, to go down the park and play, and to raise a family. And I think that the vast majority of Toowoomba region residents think that's a pretty good outcome. So that's me, and I'd love your support to go a second time around. I've loved it for 4 years. I've learned a heck of a lot, and I've thrived, and I've done very well, I think. And I'm spot number six on your ballot when you go down to boat. And pre-poll's open now, Lee, so.
Councillor Tim McMahon, thank you very much.
Thank you for having me, Lee. I appreciate it.